I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Army says a wildfire that destroyed at least two homes in southern Colorado was sparked by live fire training at Fort Carson. Today's announcement came more than a week after the 3,300-acre fire started on a day when a fire warning was issued because of high winds and dry weather. A statement from the Post said aviation training ignited the March 16th fire. It spread from Fort Carson to private land. The Post's commander says the Army needs to balance its training needs with the safety of its neighbors. He also said the Army was mitigating risk and altering training before the fire and will continue to do so based on what it's learned. A large crowd gathered in downtown Colorado Springs Saturday in conjunction with a nationwide march against gun violence that organizers dubbed March for Our Lives. Demonstrators of all ages held signs and chanted "Enough is Enough" as they marched in the vicinity of Acacia Park, calling on elected officials to enact tougher gun control measures. Linda Cantu organized the local demonstration. She says she was shocked by the turnout, which appeared to number 1,000 or more.
I think a lot of people are just tired now of the killing. I think they're tired of seeing kids killed. I think they should be tired of seeing anybody killed, really, but I think it's the gun issue. I think it's just that time that we're going to start talking about guns now and talk about it seriously.
Several local teenagers and numerous candidates for statewide and national office spoke at the rally. They urged demonstrators to make their voices heard at the polls in November. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.